More than 100 Atlanta teachers have joined a federal age discrimination lawsuit. That suit claims teachers were forced out of their jobs by an administration that was openly hostile to employees over the age of 40. Cheryl Patterson worked for 23 years in the Atlanta Public School District. She was laid off in 2013. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Also with us is Charlotte Alexander. She's an assistant professor specializing in employment law at Georgia State University. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, good morning.
Cheryl, tell me a little bit about what happened with you. You had worked in APS as a teacher of several grades?
Yes, I started with fourth grade. And at one point, Atlanta Public Schools moved the fourth to eighth grade teachers to the middle school. Okay. And a lot of teachers retired rather than jump from teaching second grade or to go
right.
to seventh grade.
It's a very
grade.
Different task.
Yes, so a lot of teachers retired. But I taught middle school in Los Angeles, so it was just like throwing me back to where I came from. And when I first got there, I was in a meeting with the principal for the first month that I was there. And he asked me how many years did I have before I could retire. And that shocked me because I hadn't been thinking about retiring. So
pause.
Okay.
Charlotte, is that legal? Can I ask an employee how long do you have before you can retire?
Yeah, well, there's nothing in federal age discrimination law that bans that particular question. So, yes, the question in and of itself is not problematic, but we'll see combined with other things it may prove to be problematic.
Right, and that was combined with other things, Cheryl.
That was combined with
because,
a lot of different things.
Right. Your classes were doing well on their tests and on with their grades, right?
Yes.
Okay, but they laid you off.
Yes, they non-renewed me and attempted to discredit my character because what they put in writing, it would be hard for me as a principal to hire me. So my problem with that was defamation of character more so, you know.
You were less worried about the fact that they laid you off than about the fact that they justified it with negative comments that make
yes.
it difficult for you to find another job.
Yes.
How common is that, Charlotte, in these kind of cases?
Well, so there are a few different issues here. So there's the underlying question about age discrimination and then how an employer defends against the complaint that they discriminated on the basis of age. And so an employer will try to substantiate whatever action they took against an employee by saying it wasn't discrimination, it was this other thing that was actually problematic. So it is common for there to be a dispute when an employee is dismissed or treated negatively at work. It's common to have a dispute about why. Was it discrimination or was it something else? Where the employer is saying it's this non-discriminatory reason.
Then let's go back to what exactly we are protected from. What is in the law that, and in this case, we're not talking about senior citizens. That is certainly doesn't include Cheryl. We're talking about anybody over the age of 40. So what does the law say?
Right. So the Federal Age Discrimination and Employment Act, or the ADEA, protects workers or employees who are age 40 and above. Different states have their own versions of age discrimination laws. So Georgia has a law that just protects workers 40 to 70. But the federal law protects 40 and above, and it protects employees from any sort of negative consequence on the job that results from discrimination against them due to their age. So it can be lack of promotion or lack of access to promotion. It can be termination. It can be harassment. Anything negative that can be traced back to a discriminatory intent on the part of the employer.
Cheryl, I want to read you the statement we got from the Atlanta Public School District and get your response. They say, quote, a lawsuit has been filed against Atlanta Public Schools by a group of former employees alleging APS discriminated against them and other teachers over the age of 40. APS vehemently denies these allegations and intends to vigorously defend against these claims. The case is still in its early stages. APS looks forward to proving no such discrimination took place, end quote. One of the defenses is that by the time the Maria Kostarfin took over, over 60% of the district's teachers were 40 years and above, and therefore any layoffs could look like age discrimination. What's your response to that?
Well, when she came And her goal, her speeches were to change the culture, you know. And it sounded good to me. I was excited about it, but I did not know it meant out with the old and in with the new. To me, that's what happened. And when I started dealing with it legally, I started seeing my coworkers. How did you get here? How did you get here? And we all had the same thing in common. My test scores outscored the state of Georgia. And you said I was insubordinate?
Well, in one case, they said you were insubordinate, I guess, because you wanted to go see a performance that your kids were giving?
Well, no, it was just a paper trail to get rid of me. I have never had an OR record. I have never...
What does OR stand for?
When teachers or parents complain against you. I've never had a record where a parent came to complain about me. I was never late. I did not take a whole lot of days off because I was concerned about my students missing their learning. So I didn't take a whole lot of days off. And then when I did take days off, it was like I committed a crime. So I noticed that the younger teachers were going to workshops, going a lot of different places, being involved, running things, so to speak, the after-school program. I asked to work at the after-school program. They told me they had enough, you know, but the whole after-school program with teachers younger than me, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and they can hire two new teachers
for what they
pay because you'd been in the system
yes.
for so long.
And then the benefits too.
That's right. Yeah. We're talking with Cheryl Patterson. She was a teacher with the Atlanta Public School District for 23 years, laid off in 2013. And also with us is GSU law professor Charlotte Alexander. Now this case, Charlotte, got approval to become a class action case. What does that tell us? Does it give us any clue to what the court is thinking?
Well, so actually the ADEA treats group litigation a little differently from other types of law. And so this case was approved to be what's called a collective action, which means that notice goes out to a group of teachers who could potentially be affected by the allegations that the plaintiffs are making. So I think it was from spring of 15 to spring of 2016, essentially, during that time period, teachers who were 40 and over who were working for the system got notice saying, hey, this lawsuit is proceeding. You can now opt in to join it. And so it's a preliminary ruling by the judge that says that there seems to be enough here that enough to allow notice to go out, but it's not a ruling on what we call the merits of the
right.
case, whether the plaintiffs are likely to win or to lose.
So let's say that I am my age, which is 47, so I'm protected against age discrimination, my advanced age. So how do I know if I'm laid off? How do I know if it's age discrimination or not? What are the signs?
Well, it's a really difficult question to answer in the abstract because so much in these cases turns on the individual circumstances. So who said what when, what the statistics look like. So like we were saying, if older workers seem to be laid off in disproportionate numbers, they seem to be overrepresented among the people laid off. So it's sort of it's a question where you're looking at sort of all of the evidence together. What sort of comments? What sort of treatment are older workers receiving in the workplace as opposed to younger workers?
Well, excuse me. What was interesting to me when I first got to this particular school, I was only there for 2 years. One of the teachers I asked, she befriended me as a new teacher. I say, who's the oldest faculty member here? She say, you are. And it was no hesitation. It was no hesitation whatsoever. Now, the year before, a few older teachers had retired. But that lady was able to tell me that I was the oldest member on the faculty. And it was one more. It was one more that was my age. So, and the ones that they use. Now, you go there and you see a lot of older teachers, but those are retired teachers that have come back to substitute, that they have allowed to come back to substitute.
What do you want APS to do?
I want them, first of all, to think about our children. That's the first thing. Secondly, I want them to put themselves in my place. I've sacrificed my entire life for the benefit of our future. So I want them to put our children first and to treat teachers like they'd like to be treated. I didn't work my whole life to be called insubordinate, willful neglect of duty with test scores that are higher than the state of Georgia.
Charlotte, you were talking about how difficult it is to prove this. And in the 2 minutes that we have left, how does one, looking back at cases that have been successful, what were sort of the deciding factors that, I don't want to say smoking gun, but you know what I mean.
Right, right. And certainly if you have supervisors, managers who are out and out saying, we want new blood, we think we need a younger workforce. So those sorts of sort of open and obvious discriminatory statements make it a lot easier for the plaintiffs to win. But those don't always come up. And so what you tend to look at a lot of times is statistics. You look at the number of people who are being negatively affected by a certain move or a certain policy by the employer. And if those are overwhelming, then they can get you, again, part of the way there. But these are difficult cases to win.
Yeah.
And the way that the courts have interpreted this law over time have also made it more difficult for plaintiffs to win these cases without the sort of overwhelming what you call smoking gun type.
Yeah, like an email from the superintendent saying, right. ha, which did not happen. And in light of that, since I made a bad joke, let me again read a portion of the statement from the Atlanta Public School District. They say APS vehemently denies allegations of age discrimination, intends to vigorously defend against these claims. The case is in its early stages. This is still part of their statement. And APS looks forward to proving no such discrimination took place again, end quote. We have been speaking with Charlotte Alexander. She's a GSU law professor specializing in employment law, and Cheryl Patterson, who's a former teacher with the Atlanta Public School District. She's now part of a federal age discrimination lawsuit that, along with 100 former colleagues. And I want to say thank you so much, Charlotte and Cheryl.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
If you have comments on that or anything else, you know how to reach us. We're on Twitter @OST Talk.